and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to Hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
It's Pre-Diabetes Awareness Partners.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM, translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. House lawmakers passing a measure to reauthorize a key section of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, but not before a heated debate. It now heads to the Senate.
The FISA bill extends the warrantless surveillance program for 2 more years. But before it passed, conservatives teamed with liberals to try to amend it. They hoped to add a requirement that agents get a warrant before the FBI searches the database for Americans.
Their name, their phone number, their email address. You got to get a warrant.
The fight pitted Republican Jim Jordan against fellow Ohioan Mike Turner.
This is dangerous. It will make us go blind.
Turner's side prevailed in the tied vote. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Israel bracing for a possible attack by Iran or its proxies, a response to a deadly airstrike at the Iranian consulate in Syria. The U.S. now ramping up its military might in the Middle East and warning Americans in the region not to travel. And severe storms still on the march with heavy rain and flooding alerts in the Northeast. This is ABC News. A new home for all that was left of a life-size statue of baseball legend and civil rights pioneer Jackie Robinson.
The bronze cleats have been moved 200 miles from Wichita to the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum in Kansas City. Back at the Wichita Park where the statue was stolen.
It's being rebuilt as we speak. We'll re-erect the same statue just like Jackie would have wanted us to.
Bob Lutz was responsible for the placement of the original bronze monument. Police believe it was stolen by a man who wanted to sell it as scrap metal.
ABC's Jim Ryan. A Texas mother due in court today on charges she allegedly left her 6 and 8-year-old children home alone to take a cruise to Puerto Rico. Court records show neighbors in her luxury Houston high-rise reported seeing the woman leave her apartment with luggage last week. During a welfare check, police finding the children by themselves along with a webcam and a cell phone they said their mother used to check in on them. Police say the woman returned home Wednesday and initially lied about her identity. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between, find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, to a low in the mid-30s. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer for tomorrow, high in the mid-70s. And more sunshine for Sunday, high, low 70s. On Monday, sun continues and breezy again, back to the mid-70s. Showers and storms likely Tuesday. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 58.
Now this news update. On Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. A St. Croix County court jury finds 54-year-old Nikolai Mew guilty of one count of first-degree reckless homicide, four counts of first-degree recklessly endangering safety in the 2022 Apple River stabbings in which a 17-year-old died and four others were wounded. The Dane County Sheriff's Office confirms a man and a woman dead following a chase and hours-long overnight standoff south of Madison. The man died of an apparent suicide, one of the dead a person of interest in the death of a woman in Dubuque County, Iowa. A 13-year-old child was also found dead. A 5-month-old baby was turned over to a random house in Wisconsin before the chase. State Supreme Court Justice Ann Walsh Bradley won't seek re-election next year. The seat held by the liberal justice up for grabs after liberals won a 4-3 court majority a year ago. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Now's the time to make those big spring purchases at Fleet Farm. Husqvarna mowers, Minn Kota trollers, Goodyear tires. Fleet Rewards credit card members can enjoy special financing for 3 full years on qualifying purchases. So don't wait. There's never been a better time to get everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. 36-month special financing available on in-store purchases of $1,499 or more after discounts made with your Fleet Rewards credit card. Now through May 1st, 2024. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See customer service for details.
Hi, I'm Wisconsin Radio Network News Director Bob Haig. From coverage of politics at the state capitol to correspondents around Wisconsin.
Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm Carl Cooley for Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm Rachel Charniak, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You can count on WRN to keep you up to date on the news you need to know. At the capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center, Durand, the Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for 5 generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials, SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, Heike Wealth Management, 3rd Avenue, West Durand, and Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. The City of Durand is looking for volunteers to serve on city commissions and committees. Durand Mayor Patrick Mullern says those interested should contact City Hall.
If anybody would have interest in serving on a city commission or a city board, there's so much turnover. Not a lot, we do have a few spots if somebody's interested. You can go ahead and contact City Hall.
The City Council will approve those appointed to those city commissions and committees. A River Falls man has been sentenced to sex trafficking of a woman and minor online. Austin Kosarek pleaded guilty last November to compelling a young woman to perform commercial sex acts online and also sex trafficking a minor. According to authorities, he used violence, threats, emotional manipulation, isolation, and surveillance to compel one adult victim into engaging in online commercial sex acts for a year and a half in 2021 and 2022. He was sentenced to 20 years in federal prison, followed by lifetime suspension. A Democratic state lawmaker fears more budget cuts at the universities of Wisconsin if lawmakers don't send the schools more money. State Representative Katrina Shanklin said yesterday a number of UW campuses have already laid off people and one branch campus is closed completely. She says newly released financial reports for 7 UW campuses show 3 continue to be financial problems. Shanklin wants the state to spend some of its $3 billion surplus on the universities. Those financial reports show stagnant or falling enrollment, rising costs for individual campuses, and deficit at almost every school but UW-Madison. More than 300 people in Rusk County will now have to decide if they're going to move with their jobs to Illinois. Geld, when yesterday announced it would close its window plant in Hawkins in Rusk County. The company says it's consolidating the plant into another facility in central Illinois. About 340 people work at the plant in Hawkins. The company says they will have the opportunity to apply for open jobs at the Illinois plant. The company says most of the transitions will happen by August, though the full move will last into next year. You're listening to WRDN News.
Planning for retirement and your family's future should not keep you up at night. I'm Tyler Schroyer of Heike Wealth Management. From Roth IRAs and 401k rollovers to life insurance needs and purchasing CDs, I strive to add value to your financial and retirement picture. Visit HeikeWealthManagement.com or stop at my office on 3rd Avenue West in Durand to schedule an appointment. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Heike Wealth Management, LLC, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
The city of Mondovi is starting to plan for a new fire station. During this week's council meeting, the council did agree to start the process at looking at what would be needed for a new fire station. Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss says the fire department has outgrown the current station.
The department has outgrown their existing facility. They have some of the firefighting apparatuses that are not housed at the fire department, which, you know, is a logistical nightmare in an emergency call. So what we want to do is just move forward with preparing a plan and doing an analysis on where a department could be located, if it's the existing location or a new location. And this is a long-term goal.
One possible location for the new fire station would be the new industrial park on the west side of town. The Pepin County Health Department has developed the Pepin County Together program to address community needs and issues. Pepin County Health Officer Heidi Stewart says three main issues that were identified as important by the community.
The top vote getter was mental health. Second was chronic disease prevention and management. And then third was water quality. So at this time, the health department, through this Pepin County Together Community Health Improvement, is working on all of those priorities.
The Pepin County Together program will be hosting a community event on Tuesday at 5:30 with the Durand, Arkansas and Pepin School Districts that will be held at Durand, Arkansas High School. Governor Evers is going on the air to ding Republicans for not giving him $15 million for Western Wisconsin hospitals. The governor used his weekly radio address yesterday to bash Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee for not releasing the emergency funding that the governor signed off on weeks ago. Republicans approved that money to go to hospitals in the Chippewa Valley and to replace the emergency room services that disappeared when HSHS closed its hospitals in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The governor changed that plan and instead wants to let other hospitals in the area spend that money on other services. The governor says the standoff is, quote, breathtaking, unquote. Wisconsin State Superintendent of Schools is calling the latest look at the state teacher shortage a crisis. The Department of Public Instruction released a report yesterday that said 40% of new teachers don't last 6 years in the classroom, and 30% of wannabe teachers never even make it to a classroom. Superintendent Jill Utterly says Wisconsin's teacher shortage is most desperate when it comes to special education teachers. Utterly is blaming Act 10, which changed how teachers can negotiate for their salaries and benefits more than a decade ago. DPI's report comes at the same time as another look at Wisconsin's teaching landscape that said Act 10 saved taxpayers billions of dollars and actually paid high-performing teachers in the state more. Minnesota farmers are hoping their income will rebound after a huge drop last year. An analysis by the University of Minnesota Extension shows average net income for state farmers dropped by more than 75% in 2023. Analysts say higher production expenses and lower market prices for farm goods and some types of livestock led to the decline. Many Minnesota farmers are reportedly expecting even worse results when they go to market later this year. You're listening to WRDN News.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a preferred customer of the Hometown Guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
A deadlocked race for a Rock County board seat was settled with a red solo cup. Canvassing earlier this week showed a 190-190 tie April 2nd between Lori Marshall and Brandon Buchanan. County Clerk Lisa Tollefson says the winning name was drawn from a red solo cup. State election law requires that a tie between the candidates, a winner, must be chosen at random. In this case, it was Marshall. Tollefson says Buchanan is seeking a recount, but she thinks the tie vote will hold. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
All four, take your base.
The only thing worse than a pitcher running out of gas on the mound is your old phone running out of storage for your photos in the stands.
Goodbye, home run.
Switch to Verizon and get a great deal on a new iPhone 15 Pro with tons of storage for all the ballpark picks you want. Just trade in your iPhone, any model, in any condition, so you'll feel like you're winning. Even when your team's not. Trade in any iPhone in any condition for a great deal on iPhone 15 Pro with Unlimited Ultimate and all the storage you need. Get the network you want on the iPhone you love. Only on Verizon.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Josevar's heart is deep in Texas. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Calling all nonprofit organizations. The NASCAR Day Giveathon is back for 2024. What's that, you ask? It's a national campaign to help nonprofit organizations raise funds to support their local missions. By signing up for the Giveathon, you gain access to a national marketing campaign to build visibility and donations for your nonprofit at no cost to you. And as a bonus, special incentives and prizes will be announced along the way to help you maximize your efforts. Visit NASCARDayGiveathon.org to sign up today.
The track where you score your first major win is always special. For NASCAR Cup Series rookie Carson Hocevar, Texas Motor Speedway holds that place in his heart. The Fort Worth facility is where the Spire Motorsports pilot of the 77 Chevrolet tallied the first of his 4 Truck Series victories last season.
It's not the first time going back, right? But I think it's still the second time going back that it still does feel pretty special walking into the place, and it makes me feel pretty good that we ran really good in the Cup car first time there, and then you'll be able to go back knowing I have a win there. Felt really good, and the last 2-3 times I've been there, I've always had a lot of speed there, so that part makes it more special than anything.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave in the morning lifts your confidence,
That rich, creamy leather will catapult you to greatness. Nothing can stop you today. Well, except that traffic jam. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Freddie Peralta gets the nod for the Brewers tonight when they open a three-game series against the Baltimore Orioles in Baltimore. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Milwaukee's 8-3 and starts the day in first place, percentage points in front of the Pirates in the National League Central. Bucks have two games left in the regular season, starting tonight with a road game at Oklahoma City. Guard Damian Lillard on winning their last two after losing four straight.
Well, you can bounce back from that and beat the team with the best record in the league and then come back and beat another tough team like Orlando on the back-to-back without two of your best players. I think it's a builder for us. You know, it gives us even more confidence to know that we can kind of deal with a storm like we dealt with leading up to these two games and then come out of it and not just win them, but win them, you know, even with guys down and be able to come together and get it done.
Boston College and Denver face off for the NCAA's Frozen Four Championship in St. Paul on Saturday evening. BC blanked Michigan 4-0. Denver knocked off Boston University 2-1 at the Frozen Four semifinals. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Girls soccer rankings, updated WSN Cup standings, and baseball no-hitters. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. More high school sports news after this.
Athletes aren't born. Their success is built through hard work, dedication, and a love for chocolate milk. Chocolate milk is the low-fat, protein-packed recovery drink of choice that elite athletes around the world turn to after their toughest workouts. Looking for a competitive edge? Replenish, rehydrate, and recover with chocolate milk.
Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and local promotion groups.
A new girls' soccer coaches poll came out on Tuesday morning, produced by the Wisconsin Soccer Coaches Association. In Division I, Muskego is on top once again, but that will likely change next week as the defending champion Warriors drop their season opener Tuesday night to fifth-ranked Arrowhead. Oregon jumps in front of Whitefish Bay to claim the top spot in Division II. Plymouth again leads the way in D3, while Cedar Grove, Belgium is a new number one team in Division 4. The weather is getting warmer, and that means some of the state's top arms are heating up on the diamond, with seven baseball no-hitters thrown in the early part of this week. That includes Madison Memorial's Cashin Jones, who struck out seven in a complete game 5-0 no-hit win against Sun Prairie West on Monday. St. Croix Central's Eli Ponath struck out 16, did not allow a walk, and gave up no hits, but four errors behind him resulted in a couple runs, though the Panthers won 7-2 over Osceola on Tuesday. The WSN Cup recognizes outstanding success by athletic programs across all WIAA-sponsored sports, and we've updated the standings following the winter sports season. Arrowhead had a huge winter season and moves on top of the large school division. Notre Dame holds a narrow edge over Edgewood in the medium school group. Xavier leads the way in small schools. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. I went out to my favorite crappie hole, and I sat there for a half an hour and did not get a bite. Another angler pulled up right as I was getting ready to leave. I watched him. In 5 minutes, he had already landed two fish. What was he doing different than me? I'll tell you, but first...
Unleash the power of the OnX Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
It was my favorite early season honey hole for crappies, and I could not get a bite. I sat out there for an hour and didn't even see my bobber twitch once. I had a 16th-ounce jig suspended under a slip bobber, and it was tipped with a minnow. I knew there were crappies down there, there always is, but they just did not want what I was giving them. A buddy of mine pulled up and said, "Hey Tim, how's it going?" I said, "I am not getting a single bite." He says, "You mind if I try?" I said, "No, I'd love to see you catch a couple fish out of there." And he did. He anchored up and his bobber hadn't even settled when a crappie was running off with his lure. On his very next cast, he hooked another one. I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I don't know." He says, "I've got a 1/16th-ounce jig suspended under a slip bobber." I said, "So do I." He goes, "I'm tipping it with a wax worm." And I said, "Okay, that's where we differ. I've been using minnows." He said, "Here, try some waxies." I did, and guess what? I started catching crappies, which taught me a lesson. Now when I go crappie fishing, I'm taking minnows, wax worms, even maggots if I can find them. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Endurance has paid hundreds of millions in claims. Call for your fast free quote today. Call 800-290-6207. That's 800-290-6207. 800-290-6207.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight to a low in the mid-30s. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer for tomorrow, high in the mid-70s. And more sunshine for Sunday, high, low 70s. On Monday, sun continues and breezy again, back to the mid-70s. Showers and storms likely Tuesday. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 58.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Markets had finished out the week after kind of a busy week. We had reports that came in. A lot of outside market influences all weighing in as well. But we're going to find out kind of what the market's looking at and where do we go forward on this. And joining us today to get all the details is Jeff Peterson. Jeff, of course, is with Heartland Farm Partners. So kind of start out, let's look at these corn and soybean markets. What's your takeaway and how are things looking for them right now?
Yeah, it was definitely an interesting day of trade, and it was a good way to end. It's great to see the amount of green on the screen that we did. You know, May corn ended up six and three quarters. Soybeans really had a nice recovery at the end there, and up 14 and three quarters. Across the wheat complex, we ended up having Chicago wheat up 4, Kansas City wheat up 6, Minneapolis wheat up 5, and we've got a nice tailwind coming from the crude oil market, currently up about 43 cents a barrel. But if we look overall how the week's trade went on the May corn, up about a penny and a quarter. And earlier this morning when I ran the numbers, actually we are down for the week. So we had a nice recovery in the trade today. As we look at the December corn, still down about a half cent. We were a little lower for the week on soybeans, down 11 on May soybeans, down 8.5 on November soybeans. But Susan, as we look big picture on this, what we know is the funds are still short on corn and on soybeans and also on Chicago wheat. Our overall feeling is that they've been buying back, and really they started buying back their position and doing some short covering starting about 5 weeks ago, and they've just gradually been buying that position back. But they're still, and we'll find out more this afternoon, but you know, our numbers as of last Friday would have shown them still short about a little bit over 259,000 contracts on corn, a little bit shorter than 138,000 contracts on soybeans. And they're just, I don't think they want to carry that position into the spring planting time. So when we see a little weakness in the market, then we do see some buying. Now, personally, as we look at how the market handled the report yesterday, I really think the trade action yesterday is over-exaggerated, really too weak for what we saw for overall conditions. We have to remember that over the last two reports across the commodities of corn, soybeans, and wheat, we actually did see them lower world stocks on all three commodities. But the interesting thing about that was done, especially this last time, without making any adjustments, to that South American production, in particular to Brazil and Brazil's corn and soybean production. So that's kind of where we're sitting right now, Susan. Corn and soybeans are just looking for that next thing to move them, from here.
Well, having said that, Jeff, what is the next thing? What are some factors that we need to watch out for corn and beans as this market goes into very busy planting season?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that the market's really looking at, it has to come, I believe, from the supply side. There'll be some out there that'll disagree with me and say, oh, it could be demand, but I don't think there's anything on the demand side that can make a big enough difference. So it really has to come back to the supply side. And when we start talking about the supply side, really what we're talking about is South American weather and U.S. weather, and are the items that really we're going to end up having to see some positive news out of those areas to get this market going and to keep it going higher, Susan.
So South American weather, is that going to continue to kind of look the way it has, or what do you see moving forward for them?
Really, it surprised me a little bit. We know that soybean crop is going to continue to get smaller, even though we didn't see it in this last WASDE report. My belief and what we're hearing with our boots on the ground, information is that it's going to go ahead and tighten up and get a little smaller yet. The Safrina corn crop is one that's surprised me a little bit. We know there's about 30% of that crop in the southern part of Mato Grosso do Sul, Paraná, and also the southern part of Sao Paulo that probably could still use some more moisture. Now, it's actually picked up more moisture than what I really kind of thought it was going to in here. And going forward here, the weather forecast doesn't really look too bad for those areas. But as we know, here shortly, their dry season will begin. And if it begins just a little bit early, then I think what ends up happening is that we do end up seeing the estimates on that Safrina corn crop continue to get smaller. The other side of that also gets to be what we're seeing coming out of Argentina. Overall, I thought Argentina, last year Argentina produced about 35 million metric tons on the corn side, about 25 million metric tons on the soybean side. And I thought the estimates that were in place, a few weeks ago, sitting there in that 55 area, give or take a few metric tons on the corn side, I thought that felt okay. But now what we're hearing, and we're hearing it both out of the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange, we're hearing out of it also out of the Rosario Grain Exchange, we're hearing smaller numbers on the corn side. And that's really coming back because of that stunted corn disease, which is really being caused by higher than normal infestation levels of the leaf hoppers there in Argentina. And as we talk to other analysts down in Argentina, what it does sound like is it does sound like probably going forward, we are going to see the corn production numbers come down smaller. And that isn't something necessarily that we thought. We thought we'd only see some problems with production coming out of Brazil. So that's kind of how things are looking at right now down there, Susan.
You talk about the weather and from the corn and the bean perspective, though. Overall, how is the crop looking? I know we've got some harvest underway, and there had been some concerns early about this Safrina corn crop.
Yeah, exactly. And let's just kind of remember, right now they're about 80% harvested on the bean side. Obviously they've got all that Safrina crop planted on the corn. In the very southern parts of Brazil, what we'd notice is that there's probably about 33% of the crop that's in the pollination stage, about 15% of the crop in the early ear fill stage. And then as you move on down into Argentina, we know there's about 2% of that crop, the soybean crop harvested. And there's probably about 12% of the corn crop harvested. So that kind of gives you an idea where things are sitting at down there at this time.
All right. Well, stick around, folks. We've got a lot more to come up as we get ready for the second half on this Friday of the Channel Final Bell. When we come back, we're going to talk U.S. weather. It's that time of year. Corn planters are starting to move. I've seen a few even moving in my neck of the woods. So we know the weather's going to come a very important factor for these grain markets. More is coming up. It's the Friday version of the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location, next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Welcome back to the channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as our conversation does continue today with Jeff Peterson. Jeff is with Heartland Farm Partners. So before we went to break, we were talking about the weather in South America. Flip gears, 80s this weekend here in the Midwest. If that doesn't get folks wanting to get in the field, Jeff, I don't know what is.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, the weather conditions we've got and what we have for a forecast, the planters are just going to continue to, you know, just keep increasing day by day. You know, when we looked at the crop progress numbers, which we kind of got to get used to looking at those again this past week, you know, corn planting, so it's at 3%, which was really just about right at the five-year pace. Now, we know when we come into this next week, Western Corn Belt would have made some progress. The only challenges we're going to run into is that Eastern Corn Belt is just continuing to have, you know, they've had a lot of rain. They've got some more rain forecasted. And then also as we move down into the, you know, northeast part of Texas and all across really the lower part of the Delta and some of those states through there that should be getting some planting done, they've had a lot of wet conditions too. So it looks like it's kind of going to be the tale of kind of two planting areas. You're going to have the Western Corn Belt that's going to make some headway. Now we've got some additional rain showers coming in as we get into the first part of next week, depending on which forecast you look at. So that could shut things down a little bit. We'll have to see whether or not those materialize. But overall, it looks like at least in the Western Corn Belt, we're going to get off to a good start of planting, then, and it's going to be dragging on a little bit in the east. Now, that is one of the types of items, Susan. I believe that honestly, if it did get too wet and we saw the Eastern Corn Belt physically not be able to get going and this happens and we're a couple weeks down the road, that's the type of item then in the weather side that could help that corn market work its way higher. I think that item would actually be more likely to help us than if all of a sudden it turns hot and dry in here. I think we've got enough moisture to get this crop in. We also got enough moisture to get this crop off to a pretty good start. We don't have enough moisture to finish this crop out. We're definitely running short on subsoil, but there's time, and I believe the market believes there's time, you know, for those showers still to come later on down the road.
Yeah, bite your tongue about hot and dry weather. We need some good things to happen. Let's take a look at what about the corn and the beans as we look at that from a technical perspective.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because it's interesting. Starting off on corn, actually, the corn trade today, the last 2 days, and for that matter, or this last week, we've really just been kind of going sideways. But if we were to draw it in and visualize it, it's kind of putting it into a pennant formation where we're just bringing down basically the highs were lower and the lows were higher. And we're just squeezing it into this point where we're going to break out one way or the other. And today's action, you know, we traded lower than what we would have yesterday. And we came back up and traded just as high as we did yesterday. So we have what's called a hook reversal in that market, which was good. But the other thing about it that I noticed as I looked at the chart on corn, this is the first time that we actually closed above the top side of this downward channel that we're in. Now, one close doesn't necessarily mean we're going to break out of here, but that's one of the things that we do need to see happen. We need to break out of this downtrending channel in here. And what I think will happen is that if we get on the top side of this, we started out with the close today, I think we've got some additional buying that will show up on that top side. And then if we are able to break a little bit higher, I think the next level where there's some resistance comes in that 448 area, and then after that, you get about 10, 12 cents higher than that, and we're up there around that 100-day moving average. And I think if we get up into that area, then we'll find more buying will show up. The funds will start wanting to get out of this market in a bigger way. Now, I don't think the market can do all this just from the technical side. We do need to see some South American weather problems kick in here or some U.S. weather problems to kind of help go ahead and move this along. But that's what it looks like on the corn side. Bean action today was really interesting. As we came in and looked at it right after the market, you know, opened back up at 8:30, we saw a really nice surge on the soybean meal side. We saw a really nice surge happen, at least initially, on the bean oil side. And then both of those came together to give us a nice move higher on the soybean side. But challenge was that bean oil ran into some selling pressure up there at about 46.67, and it reversed and went ahead and started trading lower. But the positive part is meal was able to keep going higher, and soybeans followed along, and now looks like we're just kind of on the top side of this downtrending channel. Also on beans, overall, as we look down the road, we do think we'll have a chance to see this market work a little bit higher yet, Susan.
So are we going to have to make any adjustments when it comes to our marketing plan?
Well, as of right now, I'd say still don't want to make any old crop, additional old crop sales here. Keep a very close eye on basis levels. These April and May basis levels are very good. So if you've got some corn and you can move it during April and May here, take advantage, get some of this basis locked up for April and May. I wouldn't do anything for June and July yet. We do know that there'll be some pressure on those June and July basis levels once everybody gets done with planning. But I think we can see some better numbers on those basis levels yet. Once planning's over. So,
all right, great conversation as always. Best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Yeah, give me a call at 402-366-4694. Check us out on the web at heartlandfarmpartners.com or follow me on X, formerly Twitter, at JeffPeterson01.
And that is today's Channel Final Bell. The Channel Final Bell is brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one, so we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. The Office of the United States Trade Representative coordinates international trade policy and resolves disagreements between trading nations. And at the end of March, those officials published a new report reviewing the barriers to agricultural trade around the world. I'll have the details after this.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
Ambassador Catherine Tai, who has served as the United States Trade Representative since 2020, released a report at the end of March detailing the issues that can hinder American trade overseas. It's called the 2024 National Trade Estimate Report on Foreign Trade Barriers, and it details the rules that impact exports of U.S. goods and services, electronic commerce, and foreign investment. Many of these rules are especially pernicious when it comes to allowing U.S. ag products into other countries. Agriculture is an export-dependent industry, as American farmers are the most productive in the world and routinely produce far more food, feed, fuel, and fiber than we can consume within our borders. National ag groups, in fact, recently wrote a letter to Congress requesting more funding for developing international markets, saying, quote, "Foreign food assistance programs create a firm foundation for vulnerable communities to grow and prosper, and many former food aid recipient nations are now amongst the most important U.S. trading partners." And growth of international trade is something Ambassador Tai would like to see. She emphasized that one of the goals of this report is to open markets for American ag products by making sure they are being afforded fair access to global markets. Key points in the report highlight some of the confusing and expensive requirements to register production facilities. Countries like Indonesia require facility registrations for companies looking to ship meat, dairy, or rendered products into Indonesia, while China requires nearly all exporters to be registered, an opaque and burdensome process that requires lots of patience with the bureaucratic process. Sanitary and phytosanitary rules were also in the spotlight. India and Turkey both use complicated procedures for approving agricultural biotechnology, and Mexico earned special attention in the report with their rules being kicked about on biotech corn imports. I'll have more from the U.S. Trade Representative's report when we come back.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, if someone's looking for a pre-owned vehicle, they should see you first.
We got a great selection of used cars, very nice cars and trucks, used SUVs, 4x4s, Escapes, Edges, little everything, even pickup trucks. So folks, come and see us, Tom Heffernan, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota, celebrating 50 years on the corner, where cars and trucks are like eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
The recent report from the U.S. Trade Representative investigating export barriers for American products covered 59 foreign markets in detail, with an outline for each country of the rules and requirements that can restrict trade. You can read the whole report on the U.S. Trade Rep's website. Visit ustr.gov and look under press releases. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
While the rest of the world paused during the COVID pandemic, Worthington, Minnesota has been busy. Worthington has rebuilt four parks, built an indoor turf rec center, a splash pad, a community pavilion, pickleball courts, lighted biking and walking trails, and added lake rentals. But we're just getting started. A lakeside eatery and a new outdoor aquatic center is coming. And here's the thing. Worthington, Minnesota is a great place to eat, play, live, and stay. This is your invitation. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight to low in the mid-30s. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer for tomorrow, high in the mid-70s. And more sunshine for Sunday, high low 70s. On Monday, sun continues and breezy again, back to the mid-70s. Showers and storms likely Tuesday. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 58.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You always had an eye for things that glitter, but I was far from being made of gold. I don't know how, but I scraped up the money just never could quite tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo, take that new job in Tennessee, and I quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me, just to see you smile. I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I'd never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost just to see you smile. You said time was all you really needed. I walked away and let you have your space. Old leaving didn't hurt me near as badly as the tears I saw rolling down your face. And yesterday I knew just what you wanted when you came walking up to me with him. I told you that I was happy for you, and given the chance I'd lie again, just to see you smile. I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost just to see you smile.
Just to see you smile.
I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost just to see you smile.
Oh,
sitting bareback and born tough as nails. Cracks. Yeah, my kind of crazy still running its courses with wildflowers and wild horses. Yeah, my kind of crazy still running its courses with wildflowers and wild horses.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I got a little drunk last night. Something about a midnight rain. Staring at the ceiling fan. Couldn't get you off my brain. I guess I wasn't thinking straight. I couldn't tell wrong from right. I went ahead and called you up. I got a little drunk last night. I brought it all. Night. I got a little too far gone. My heart was talking way too loud. I don't remember what I said. I just remember breaking down. Been a full moon, might have been a little too tired to fight, might have been a got a little drunk last night. Might have been a song on the radio, might have been nothing, baby, I don't know. Might have been a girl that looked like you, might have been a fluke, might have been a full moon, might have been a too tired to fight. Might have been a got a little drunk. Brought it all up, got it all out. What is it worth to both of us now? It's off my chest, but never off my mind. Two drinks in, get that hurt. You feel bad, and I feel worse. I swear it's the last time every time. I got a little drunk last night. Drunk last night. Thought I could keep it all inside, but I got a little drunk last night.
Lipstick letter across the mirror this morning. Said goodbye, baby. You left without warning. Like a thief in the night, you ran away with my heart. I can't believe my eyes, must be a bad dream. You always said we had a good thing. You never once let on we were falling apart. That ain't no way to go.